Bible story of Jacob, Leah, and Rachel. Genesis chapter 29, verse 15 to Genesis chapter 30, verse 34. Laban said to Jacob, "You are my relative, and should you work for nothing? What do you want in return for working for me?" Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, "I will work 7 years for you in return for your daughter Rachel." Laban agreed to let Jacob have Rachel in return of Jacob's 7 years of labor for him. After 7 years had passed, Jacob asked Laban to let him marry Rachel. Laban didn't keep his promise and give Leah to Jacob for marriage instead. Laban gives Leah Zilpah as her maidservant. When the morning comes, Jacob found out that the woman he married is Leah, Rachel's older sister. Jacob went to Laban and said, "Isn't it that I worked 7 years for Rachel? Why didn't you give me Leah for marriage? Why did you trick me?" Laban replied, "It is the custom of our country that the older daughter must be married first before the younger daughter can be married. Work for me another 7 years, and I will give Rachel to you for marriage." So Jacob worked for Laban another 7 years so that he can marry Rachel. After the 7 years had passed, Laban kept his promise and let Jacob marry Rachel. Laban gives Rachel Bilhah as her maidservant. The Lord saw that Jacob loved Rachel, and Leah was not loved, so he opened the womb of Leah. Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son named Reuben. Leah also has other sons, which are Simeon, Levi, and Judah, and a daughter called Dinah. When Rachel saw that she is barren, she gives Jacob her maidservant Bilhah. Jacob lay with Bilhah, and Bilhah bore him a son. Rachel named the baby boy Dan. Then Bilhah became pregnant again and gives birth to a second son, whom Rachel named Naphtali. When Leah saw that she is not bearing any more children for Jacob, she took her maid Zilpah and gave her to Jacob. Jacob lived with Zilpah, and Zilpah became pregnant. Zilpah gave birth to a son called Gad. Zilpah became pregnant again and gave birth to Asher. One day, Gad's son Reuben was in the field, and he found some mandrake and brought it to his mother. Rachel said to Leah, "Please give me some of the mandrake." Leah said, "I will give you the mandrakes in return for Jacob." Rachel agreed, and Leah went to hire Jacob for saving her that night. And so Leah became pregnant again and bore a fifth son. Leah named the boy Issachar. Leah became pregnant again and gave birth to a boy named Zebulun. Then God remembered Rachel and opened Rachel's womb. Rachel became pregnant and gave birth to a baby boy. Rachel named the baby boy Joseph.